prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 March 2024. Welcome to tonight's program, wherever you are around the world. And I do mean that. I know we have people listening to all over the world, either live or sometimes on rebroadcast. We have a lot of them up in the Northwest, thanks to ACN, listening to this program all over the Northwest on weekends. And I want to thank Tom Reed putting us on up here. I really mean that. And I pray we've been a blessing to y'all. I truly do. And if we have been, if you can help us pay the bills, folks, we sure could use it right now. But that's not that we're going to talk about that tonight. That's not the issue tonight. We're going to talk to Michael Letts in a minute, and I'll let him tell you who he is. We're going to discuss something that's going to blow up in our faces, and I do believe at any time. And that's our invasion from the South. We'll get that in just a minute. Before we do that, though, don't forget that we're offering the book that you New Jerusalem is not the old Jerusalem, to go along with the teaching we started last weekend on United States of America in prophecy. And with the outline that I'm putting up there is coming from a very good article that I found that I'm using as an outline for the teaching, entitled The USA in Bible Prophecy by Stephen Collins. You can find that online. If you don't have a computer, send me $5 or $6, pay postage. I'll send a copy to you. It's about 20 pages long, maybe a little bit less, maybe 15. I don't know off the top of my head. But it's a very good outline of what I'm trying to teach people. Once you realize where the nations of the world are located in the final days, the latter days, the prophecies come alive like never before. But until you know that, prophecy is any man's guess, as it has been for a long, long time. So we started the teaching. It's going to take at least another hour to 2 hours. We'll make it available to you on CD or DVD for a donation of $15 if you want them. I send them to you free if I can afford it, folks, but we can't even hardly afford to pay the postage. If I told you what this little ministry spent last year in postage, you wouldn't believe it. Postage is outrageous. But we have that available to you if you want it, okay? All you have to do is let us know you want it. And if you want the little booklet, it's $10. You can call 800-777-4403 or save us some money if you'll dial the toll number at 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa what you want. Use a credit card, debit card, or write a check if you want to, whatever you want to do. Folks, I'm doing my best to help you understand where we are in history. And we are truly all over the world. But now I'm talking about here in America. We are living in perilous times. America is about to be judged and judged severely for her sins. And in so many different ways, folks, we can begin to count them. I promise you it's Bible. I will do that teaching and finish up and show you step by step what's coming down from the Word of God. Not my opinion. but from the Word of God. Now, our guest tonight has been on this program a few times in the past, and he's always been an interesting guest, but more than that, he's been a guest that has brought forth facts and figures and truth that sometimes is hard to take. And tonight's not going to be any better. We're going to discuss what's going on down the border. And we're going to maybe bring up the fact that Arizona tried to pass a law to give the citizens of Arizona the right to stop trespassers on their property with lethal force if necessary. And the governor of Arizona vetoed it, obviously. And I was talking to Mike before the program. It's a shame we come to the point in this country where we have to see citizens, so we'll call them civilians, arm themselves this way to protect their homes and properties. But that's where it's come to. And it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to get a lot worse. Michael, are you there?
I'm here, Butch. It's always a privilege to be on your show. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for spreading the gospel. And thank you for the prayers that you offer for this country. Only hope left is Jesus. And
Amen. Amen.
We're on borrowed time.
Amen. And if you would, tell the folks who you are, what you do, and this information about who Michael is.
Well, we have been involved with this charity. I started Invest USA in 1993. It is a charity dedicated to supporting our first responders, our law enforcement officers, whose primary purpose is to make sure they have bulletproof vests to be able to defend themselves against the criminal element and have a fighting chance to come home safe to their families. They deserve that. You know, Scripture says, greater love hath no man than this, and that a man lay down his life for his friend. We ask these first responders to go in and to put themselves in harm's way to protect citizens they don't even know, many of who don't even appreciate them. The least we could do is to make sure they have the equipment to have a fighting chance. So we started in 1993. 52% of officers across the country had no vests, no protection. We got that down to 19%. Then the criminal element got smart, because the vests that we were providing, they're called concealable vests, the ones you see them wear underneath their uniforms, will only stop a sidearm. Drug cartels, mafia, terrorists begin to use long-range rifles, assault rifles, to begin to single out and assault and assassinate our officers in the line of duty. So we had to stop, create new technologies. They're called active shooter vests. They have titanium plates in them. They'll stop anything. That's the positive. The negative is that we now have 90% of cops across the country who do not have this technology because it's relatively new, and they don't have the funds to be able to do so. So they are outmanned, outgunned, unappreciated, as we all know with the defund the police movement. And they're losing officers at an alarming rate all across the country. Violent crime is escalating as never before. And there are a couple of key factors I want to discuss tonight. You know, Butch, this all started about in the 60s and the 70s when the leftist liberal democratic ideology, which is communist, did two things. They took over our educational system, kicked God out of the school system so that they could teach our young people no values, no principles. You know, when they kicked God out, they kicked out anything that had to do with principles or values, because they said that was part of religion.
Yeah.
So there is no right or wrong, and that's what they did, and they've been teaching that for decades. So we've got that going on with our young people. Then they decided that it's hard to control a populace that is armed. So they thought they would take our firearms away. Well, they introduced bill after bill after bill in Congress, but they knew the will of the people was not that. So it never passed. So they were stymied, couldn't get that done. So they had to develop a new strategy. Well, what was the new strategy they developed? They learned that Americans respond to fear. We saw that with COVID-19.
Absolutely.
People were scared that their health, and they were willing to give up their rights. Sure, you can stick me on something that I don't even know what it is, don't even know if it's safe or not, if you're guaranteeing I'll be healthy. course, the government couldn't guarantee that, and we know now the tragic consequences of that decision. Literally millions of Americans have been harmed beyond repair or killed because of that vaccine. But that having been said, so they saw that Americans would respond to fear, so they began to get a new strategy. How do we disarm Americans? Well, they came up with this brilliant idea. The people who will have to take the arms are law enforcement officers. They're the ones that would have to collect the arms around the country. Well, they knew that city, state, local police, they go to church with you. They go to the grocery store with you. They were not going to violate the Constitution. So they figured they had to do something to get them out of the way. So they created this new approach called Black Lives Matter, and they got the mainstream media to back them. They found a few incidences like George Floyd and all, which, quite frankly, when you look at the facts, they lied.
That was a flat-out lie, and that was a made-up scenario is all it was. It was a flat-out lie.
No question about that, Butch. And they fueled the fire that cops are racist. They're bigots. They are not worthy of respect. Well, once they begin to spread that all across the country, then they went to the next phase. Well, if they're all that and then some, then why are we paying them? So let's defund them, begin to cut their budget, cut their equipment so they don't have the necessary gear to stay safe. They did that. Well, what was the natural consequence? Cops started quitting and leaving. They're not going to be in an occupation where their life is on the line for nobody that respects or appreciates them. But then to make matters worse, they introduced the COVID vaccination mandate. All first responders had to be stuck with that needle or you get fired. Well, there's a lot of them that said, I'm not going to risk my health for something that's untried and unproven. I'm not going to do it. So they quit. So here's where we're at. We have had tens of thousands of law enforcement officers across the country who were fired because they wouldn't do the vaccination. Tens of thousands who were forced out because they cut their salaries, cut their pay, wouldn't give them equipment. So right now across the country, we have the lowest number of officers in our history. New York City normally has 38,000 officers. They just proposed in their budget for next year to cut another 6,000. That will take them down to 20,000 officers. That's half of their police force. There is no way that a city the size of New York can be patrolled and kept safe with only 20,000 officers.
Well, and especially when they're being overrun by criminals, in other words, illegal aliens, which are criminals. They're here illegally. They're criminals. So they're overrun by them, and this is all part of the plan. I definitely want to get down the border a minute. You go ahead, though.
It is. You're definitely right. It's all part of their plan. So that's just one example. This is all across the country. San Francisco, L.A., Atlanta, Portland, Seattle, Austin, Texas, you name it. This is what they're doing so that we have the lowest amount of officers ever, the highest number killed in the line of duty ever, the highest number of suicide rate for officers. Is that bad in our history? So we have all this stage set. Now I go back to what we talked about. Let's talk about the border. So you had China. You remember China has never been our friend.
By the way, I want to share one thing on my mind, sure. Michael. I'm sorry to interrupt you. This
no,
bugged
you
me. I watched a little bit of the world news tonight, and you know this is a Super Tuesday. You know that. And
correct.
People vote in all the country, about 15 different states, and they showed one poll place. And on the door, it had a sign saying where to go vote. It was written in four languages, English, and then three more, Chinese, Mexican, the other one did not recognize. And I said this out loud, very straightforward and very angrily, if they can't read and write English, they should not be voting, period.
I agree. And what's even worse than that, Butch, is most of those voting are not even citizens.
No, they're not.
That is against the law. That is unconstitutional. The law requires you to be a citizen, and they're disregarding that because that's the only way the Democrats can win elections is to cheat and steal.
Well, that made me angry, and I don't get overly angry very quickly, very easily, but that made me angry. If they cannot read and write our language, they should not be qualified to vote for any reason, period. period, bar none. That's it. That's over. Stick a fork in it. That's the way I feel about it. Go ahead.
Exactly right. So you've got China that has never cared for us. You know, we had the Korean War. China sent millions of Chinese soldiers. We had a stalemate at the end. But China has always sought to destroy America. China has been smart. Not only have they spent their money on their armed forces, but they spent billions of dollars on political campaigns within the United States to influence policy. We know this for a fact because the House Oversight Committee has records of millions of dollars being paid to Hunter Biden that have gone back to Joe Biden, and it's a treasonous act. But why did China want to control our foreign policy and control our government, our administration through Joe Biden? Well, what did they want out of it? Well, the first thing they wanted to do was to make sure we had open borders. Why was open borders so important to China? Two reasons. First of all, China produces all the chemicals for the fentanyl drug. And so they have a partnership with the drug cartels. They sell them the chemicals. Drug cartels mix it together, make fentanyl, and they take it across into the United States. Remember, it's of no value. Nobody's going to buy it. So it was important to China to have open borders so they could sell the drugs in the United States. Made them billions of dollars. Remember, they're spending billions of dollars on our politicians. Well, they're making it back on the drug trade. Plus, it also gives them an advantage. It destroys our young people. Kills hundreds of thousands of young people, military-age young people. And so it's a great decimation of our younger generation in this country. So they need to make sure that they use their influence to get open borders. Second thing they have done is they have used their influence over the administration to have balloons fly across this country. They are not shot down until after they completed their mission. And that is they have grafted every infrastructure system that we have. So they know where all our infrastructure is, our water plants, electrical plants, military installations, et cetera. They've got a grid on everything that they need to know about. Then the third thing that they've done is they have established police stations. Yes, you heard me correctly. Literal Chinese police stations inside the United States. It's a violation of our national sovereignty. Why do they have? We've identified 13 of them so far. And the reason why they have these is because they monitor the Chinese dissidents that are over here to make sure that they behave themselves and don't say anything bad about China. Plus, they're hacking into our NCIS system to gather information and data on the American population. Now, here's the scariest thing, Don. Fourth thing they've done is they have established bio labs within the United States. We have discovered 13 of them to date. These bio labs have COVID-19. They have typhoid. They have malaria. They have viruses we have yet to identify. All strategically placed around the country. One outbreak in one of these biolabs could literally wipe out a city of a million overnight. They have all these placed in these locations. Now, what is the fifth thing that they have done? When you look at the statistics, Doug, the highest number of people crossing our border now are not Mexicans, are not Venezuelans. The highest number are Chinese, young, single, male, military-age Chinese dissidents.
And by the way, within a few days, they're target practicing. Now, that's a fact. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They are. We had last year alone, we had 22,000. Now, remember, this is the number they're reporting. It's usually 3 to 4 times higher than that of the people that got away that we didn't actually catch. So we're reporting 22,000 Chinese military age. Now, why do I use the word military age? We have actually interrogated some of these that we've captured. They have military IDs. They are active members of the Chinese Communist Party and military. The second highest is from Russia and Chechnya. Chechnya is known for its terrorist operations, okay? The third highest is from Iran, the Middle East. We know what Iran thinks about us. The fourth is from Venezuela, and they're coming from their military. So why are all these military personnel coming and sneaking across the border? An open border, by the way, that this administration has openly propagated and talked about and done nothing to close it, because they're now positioning all of these military, foreign military, into cells, terrorist cells, across the country near the infrastructure sites that our country has. So if they wanted to do something about it in a matter of 24 hours, they could release biochemical warfare on the United States territory. They could destroy our infrastructure and basically shut us down. Now, if all that's not bad enough, Don, and that's pretty bad, everything I said, the thing that just came out this morning is the biggest slap in the face. We have just now have the information. The Biden administration did not want this released. We now have the records to prove it. This is not hearsay. The Biden administration last year alone airlifted 327,000 illegal immigrants from across the world. We sent planes, our tax dollars, Butch, paid for an airline ticket for somebody in Iran, somebody in China, somebody in Venezuela, somebody in Chechnya, who are terrorists, to come to this country. We paid for it. We are housing them. The government knows they're housing them, and they know where they're putting them. So this is a direct threat of a national security. This administration has caused it. It is treason. The Constitution requires that we oppose treason in any form or fashion, and that's where we're at today, Don. I mean, but sorry.
That's all right. I totally agree. And I'm a little bit surprised that things have calmed down on the border. I do not trust Abbott. I think Abbott is probably a sellout, but he's taken a few stands, maybe for political reasons, I don't know. But it's kind of died down, and I'm wondering why. Have the illegals slowed down coming across? Are the tactics working? Or somebody just trying to keep things cool after election?
Well, let me answer that question, Butch. When Governor Abbott placed the riser wire across the water to block the border of Texas. Remember, he could only do it for Texas. We had 13 to 15,000 a day crossing. That went down to 2,000 to 3,000. You say, wow, that's very effective. The difference is in Arizona and California, it quadrupled. So they just shifted. But now, as of yesterday, we had 7,000 cross into Texas yesterday. So the numbers are going back up. Plus, this is a still ongoing program that I just told you about, the airlifts. The Biden administration doesn't want you to see how many are crossing the border. So they're trying to airlift them in so that there are no photographs and no pictures of the mass amount of people crossing into our borders. That is where we're at. So no, but it has not slowed down. It is increasing. It is spreading further and further to other states, and they are totally engulfing the country, our blessed nation, and we are at a point now that we are fixing the collapse.
Well, and I know this has been prophesied by Benito Dudeman and other people now, too. We're going to civil war. There's no doubt about it. We're going to civil war in this country. It may happen before election. Who knows what could be the catalyst that finally kicks it over. But people are getting angry. Now, again, yes. I would like to think that Abbott is on our side. I do not trust Abbott, but I like to be proven wrong. I like to think he's right on our side and he's going to do something to stop it. And if he had to, I'd like to see him put the Texas Guard on the border and say, you cross, you get shot. I mean, I know it sounds harsh, but these are invaders. And you said most of them come from China. These are invaders. These are not coming over here to find jobs and earn a living and become part of the culture. They're here to take us down. I'm really frustrated that the border states have not taken California. Expect them to be nothing, but I'm frustrated with Arizona and Texas. They haven't taken a harsher stand.
You are exactly right, and quite frankly, it's time that we do take a harsher stand. I am encouraging, Butch, a number of things. First of all, every Republican state, and we've already had 21 respond so far, to send their National Guard units to Texas to supplement and to make sure we seal the border, not just in Texas. We'd love to do it in Arizona and any other bordering state as well, but we have to get the permission from their governor to do so, and of course, Governor Hobbs, the Democrat out of Arizona, wants them to come across. She's, in fact, the one that just vetoed the legislation that you talked about that will not allow the Arizona citizens to defend their own property. But that is what needs to happen, Butch. There are a number of things that have to happen if this country is to survive. I am telling folks all across the country a number of different factors. First of all, you need to understand this. The thin blue line is still there, but it is so cracked and so collapsing, it cannot defend you any longer. If you want to stay safe and keep your family safe, that responsibility falls on you. You need to make sure you own a firearm and that you know how to use it. And, you know, when the time comes, make sure you're able to do so.
And by hang on to your thought, but Georgia has proposed a bill, the state of Georgia has proposed a bill that any business that puts up no guns allowed, gun-free zones, if you're in that establishment, no matter who it is, who owns it, whatever, if you're harmed in there just because you cannot be armed, they're accountable for you.
Exactly right. And we need to start using every means possible. Everything that the left liberals try to throw at us, we need to throw it back at them two times as heavy. And we need to fight fire with fire. The time has come, as you just said, we have to take a stand, which Scripture tells us to take a stand. I get so upset when I hear people saying all the time, well, we're supposed to turn the other cheek. Bible tells us to stand for truth, period.
Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. If somebody slaps me, I may turn the other cheek. If you're trying to give me a haymaker and do it two or three times in a row, I'm not turning the other cheek. That's not what the Bible's talking about. If they insult me, if they insult me, that's fine. But don't attack me or my family.
Correct. God commands us as the head of the household to defend and to protect. Just like Christ is the shepherd for our flocks and he protects and defends the sheep, we're to protect and defend our families. And that's just scriptural. That's just what it's all about. But the second thing that we're telling people to do is every state has a state guard. Every county has a sheriff's department. And every city usually has a police department. Those three entities have police reserves. Sheriff's department has what we call posses. And the state has what we call state guard or militia. I'm encouraging every American to realize that freedom isn't free. You have to participate to keep this country alive and thriving. And so to participate, I'm asking every American to volunteer 2, 3, 5 hours a month to be trained and to be commissioned by either your police reserve, your sheriff's department, or your state militia so that you can help enforce the laws and keep your community safe. Remember, you are responsible now for the safety of your community. Don't think that just because you pay taxes, the cops have it, because that's not the case.
Hang on through the break. Folks, we're taking a phone call next half hour. If you don't mind being linked up to us, with us two radicals, 844-769-2944. The responsibility falls on you and me. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. We're going to talk to Michael Letts of InvestUSA, and I hope you'll call and talk to him and share your thoughts with us and with all of us, with the whole world that's listening. Folks, when we open the phone lines up, and I'm saying this humbly, but it's a privilege offered to you to speak your mind in front of enough people that it could make a difference in somebody's life. That's what we're doing. We're offering you a chance to speak your mind in front of tens of thousands of people all over the world. Now, if you don't use it for whatever reason, shame on you. I mean, I understand that some people are probably scared, and I know that. I understand you're afraid that you might get your name on a list or whatever. And I say, and I feel sorry for you, because as long as you're walking in fear, your life is miserable. It truly is. It's miserable. I mean, if fear governs us, my friends, we're worse than cowards. We're miserable in our own personal lives. We suffer needlessly because of fear. You know, I don't understand. It's like with Michael mentioned, with the COVID fear. People were so scared they fell in line, and Trump backed this big time. You know that. To get that vaccine and get everybody hooked up on it, and people are dying by the millions all over the world because of that. And young people now dropping dead because of that. And it's coming out in medical journals that they're dropping dead because of the vaccine. But people still, as in mass, walk in fear. Well, I say this to those that call themselves Christians. If you walk in fear and not in faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And, my friends, you're going down a very dangerous road. The line's open, 844-769-2944. Will you stand with us? You won't stay in the corner and cower in the corner until it's too late, even for you. Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get carried away there, but
that was a great plug, because you're exactly right. That is how they are capitalizing on this upcoming election. And you had said something that was very pertinent, which I don't believe that, quite frankly, we're going to be able to get to November. We are in such a dire strait now. Things have to be done. We were talking about the issues of, you know, arming yourself, making sure you know how to use it, volunteering to be part of the protection, a deputy or reserve program so that you have the credentials to help protect your community. But the other thing we need to do is we need to put pressure on Congress, not on the Biden administration, they're hopeless, but on Congress to say it is time that we immediately activate our special forces, special ops, and that we go in to every bio lab that's on this territory, to every known terrorist cell that's trying to gauge and set an entrapment for our infrastructure, and we eliminate them. Notice I didn't say just, you know, tell them you shouldn't be here, go home. This is an invasion. This is a threat. This is no time to patsy with the enemy. We have to be aggressive. We have to clean this country of those who are implanted here to destroy us. And we have to take action immediately. We have to do it now.
Well, if, and I doubt it's ever going to happen. I'm starting to hear more, and I hate to use the word politicians, but that's what they are. In our state of West Virginia, I'm starting to see more, they call themselves conservatives, I hope they're Christian conservatives, coming out speaking up, we got to stop this transgender stuff. We got to stop all this nonsense. And they're going on and on. Maybe, perhaps, as Paul Harvey says, too much of anything leads to its own destruction. Maybe it's been so much of the other side coming in that perhaps they're going to run into a counterbalance now on the other side. And that may give us a little more time in this country. I don't know, but I see that some people are getting mad to speak up. I know that I'm getting madder every day, and that's not a bad thing. No. Righteous anger is a good thing. Go ahead.
You know, I was on to tie in with what you just said. I was on Fox News, and the comment was made to me, especially since I'm from South Carolina, and I know Nikki Haley extremely well. I've served with Nikki. Why is she doing what she's doing? Why is it that Trump is winning so big, et cetera? And I said, look, folks, here's where we're at in this country now. It's no longer about Donald Trump, whether you like him or don't like him. It's not about Nikki Haley. Not about Joe Biden. The American people are so angry that this country has betrayed them, that this country is now corrupt, morally bankrupt, and it's headed down the path of destruction, and it will destroy not just them, but their families. But they are now speaking in rage, and they don't care anymore whether Donald Trump wears two different colored shoes or not. They have, for whatever reason, decided that Donald Trump is their best bet at trying to help clean and drain the swamp, and they're determined to speak out and have their voices heard. That's why he's growing in such leaps and bounds. It's not because of the person, because the American people are angry, they're fed up, and it's about time that we get that way.
It's past time. I mean, it's past time. Why in the name of all that's holy have we sat back and allowed transgender perverts to teach our children, drag queens, go in and to libraries, read to our children? Why we sit idly by, let the school boards put filth in libraries? I mean, in our little state of West Virginia, there's some things that's done right in the last couple of elections. They voted to take the filth out of the libraries, or somebody go to jail if they don't. I mean, some things are starting to change here. But why did we let it get so bad? Why would it get so bad that our children have been taught for so long the wrong direction? They don't know whether they're boys or girls. How in the name of God did we let it get that bad in the first place?
Well, you know, it's interesting you would make that question, Butch, because it's we, God's people, that have fallen down the job to
be born.
We
Amen.
Got caught up in the same aspect of pride, greed, and self-absorbance. You know, Scripture is very clear that, you know, the head of the household trains the children. I'm not saying you have supplemental people that help you, But you're in charge of your child's education.
That's right. That's my duty. That's my duty.
Well, we decided that, oh, wow, I can dump my kids off from 7 to 4 in the afternoon and not have to worry about it anymore. Great, you know, let somebody else be responsible for it. We did the same thing with government. Oh, I just vote for these people. Everybody loves this country. They're going to do the right thing. I don't need to be worried about it. I'll let them worry about it. Let them run it. I'm going to concentrate on making money and making my life more comfortable, more enjoyable. And we fell before that God, and God judged us for it. And now we've lost generations. We've lost morals. We've lost values. We have a corrupt government, and we are fixing to self-destruct because of it. So God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, we have to repent. We have to repent and take our role seriously that God commanded us to have. You know, you hear it all the time, but freedom isn't free. Living in this country doesn't mean that you can kick back and say, I have no responsibilities. You have a responsibility to God. You have a responsibility to your family. You have a responsibility to this country. And it's about time we man up and start doing what God called us to do.
Well, I'm going to make one more comment, then we'll get the phone lines. It's starting to fill up on us here. And this affects me also. But at least 3/4 of the people in this country, and I would say that may be a low number, are getting some kind of government supplemental check, either Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, housing. They're getting some kind of supplemental check. You'll never drain the swamp, and you'll never be a free man as long as you're a ward of the state.
Correct.
That's the way it is. I don't care what anybody says. It's not going to be done until we repent. Spiritually speaking, repent and turn back to God. And I don't know how it's going to be done. I don't think it can be done at this point. I mean, I depend on what I worked for years in Social Security to live on now. And I didn't know at the time. But as long as they are feeding, clothing, and houses, folks, you better be careful how you react. It could cost everything. And it might be better if it did. You might lose your stuff, but you might see something change. Go ahead, Mike.
You're exactly right. And to answer the question you talked about on Social Security, you know, every time the government does something, they screw it up.
I'm going to use a quick
illustration on the Bulletproof Vest program. When I first started this, I got Congress to pass a program to match the money that we raised to help buy all vests for officers. When the government took their hand on it, they screwed it all up. They messed it up so bad that it can't be used anymore in the program. Same way with Social Security. We have got to give the power back to the people. The money in Social Security, you need to be deciding how it invests and how to make money off of it, not the government.
We need to
turn everything back to the people, and you'll see this country turn around. But it's just what you said. We don't want to be bothered. You see, we don't like responsibility. Let me just turn it over to you, Mr. Government. You handle it. You said you take care of me. You sell your soul when you do that.
That's right. Well, let's face it. There's no money in Social Security anyway. It's bankrupt. It's been bankrupt for years.
Correct.
It's bankrupt. So they turned over. We have nothing. That's just the way it is. Let's speak to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call. I read an article several years ago about this country in 2050. The majority of the major race in this country will be Hispanic. The second one will be Black American. And the third one will be Caucasian or White American. And it's very possible that if they keep these floodgates open, we will no longer be called United States of America. We'll be called United States of Mexico.
that's a possibility.
And it keeps going. It's going to be, you know, pretty much that way. But something that you taught about last weekend, and I've been aware of this for several years, that I really am convinced that Joe Biden and company, I do believe that Trump's behind it too. I'm not going to leave him out because he's just as bad. And I'm not a Republican nor a Democrat. That the reason why they're flooding our country with this is because we were the promised land. We are a white, European, Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon nation that was supposed to be the blessing to the entire world.
That's true.
And Europe is along with it, too, because they were part of the blessing. And Europe and this country both are being taken down by immigrants.
On purpose. Yes. On purpose.
On purpose, yes.
Okay. Good point, Joe. Anything else? Go ahead, Joe.
Well, just to destroy the heritage.
Sure.
And the only reason why it's being destroyed is because we allowed it. The Christian
community
is sat back, and the pastors, I'm sorry, preachers, if you're listening, there's many of you out there who've got a yellow stripe as wide as the Mississippi River. And you won't
Amen.
Stand up.
Amen. I have to agree
so
with that.
True.
Good point, Joe.
So
and thanks for the call. Anything you add to that, Michael?
Well, he's exactly right, and from the standpoint that the world has hated the Christian values that this nation has possessed. And God bless this nation that we were supposed to utilize those values and principles to bless the world. And we did. You take a look at what America did over the years. You know, we freed the world from tyranny, World War II, World War I, and others. But then suddenly we decided we knew better than God, and we would kick him out, and we would create change, progressive change. And that change has brought about destruction.
Of course, it certainly has. Let's see, who's next in line? Let's speak to Colonel Mike in D.C. Colonel Mike, come on in. You're a first-time caller, aren't
you? Hey, thank you for putting me on here. Let me just, so I get this guy's name right, Mike Lee. Mike, what is his organization, sir?
My organization is called Invest USA. It's Michael Letts, and it's Invest USA. That's INVESTUSA.org. It's charity.org. And that's our website. Uh-huh. And we also have restoringjustice.us, and all this information is available on there.
.us. Okay, great. Well, you know, I'm with two Mikes, TWOMikes.us, and I'm just half of the team. My name's Colonel Mike. I'm happy to be on. Thank you, Pastor. And my partner is Dr. Mike, and we have the Two Mikes podcast. And I'm listening to you tonight on shortwave radio, which is really good. I heard you're from West Virginia. Pastor, where is you at in West Virginia?
Are you familiar with the state?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm about 45 minutes north of Beckley, West Virginia, near a little town called Summersville. Near the Summersville Dam.
All right, that's southern part of the West Virginia state. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you for putting this on tonight. It's very interesting. We've been talking about this stuff for a couple of years on our show, TwoMikes.us. And I want to get in touch with this gentleman that you got on, Mike. And I just want to go a little bit further on this, if you don't mind, if you have other callers they can get on.
Sure.
Go ahead.
In my humble estimation, Pastor and Mike, we're going to face the wrath for 60, and this is very clear for me. We got, you know, 63 million babies dead aborted in this country.
At least.
With that amount of blood, Pastor and Mike, you know, there's no repentance. There's no corporate or individual repentance. And God looks at that and says, well, you know, look what he did to the Israelites years ago. You know, they put him in captivity a few times. And we had a gentleman on our show one time who said, what if God was to give you one illegal alien for every baby you aborted? Just think about that for a second.
Good point.
We're getting there close.
Yeah, that would be 63 million. Now, here's the thing. What happened now, and you're talking, you know, we're a little bit older, I think, in this gang here talking. We've been on socialism. You know, they gave the people the money to stay home. Goes back to Senator Moynihan, New York, years ago, the Moynihan Report with the Negro family. You know, just break up the family, no fathers. And if even probably down where you are, Pastor, you know, if you go up in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia and Maryland and Virginia, Loudoun County, you see garbage on the road. There's nobody picking up that garbage anymore. We're giving people checks to stay home. They got welfare, no matter how many kids, whether they're illegal or legal. Nobody gets to pick up the garbage. We're just paying for people to have a good time. Years ago, not a chain gang, but somebody be on the side of the road, you know, if they were a prisoner, local county jail or something, they'd be doing some road pickup, you know?
Colonel, I want to say something real quick that you just said. You know who Klaus Schwab is, of course, and his sidekick,
yes,
Harari.
Yes, Economic Forum, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Harari said, they asked him, what are you going to do with all the excess people? He said, well, we're going to keep them on video games and give them drugs and keep them happy.
Yeah,
that's what
the Chinese communists use that. They, you know, they know exactly what's happening. They know what day it is and what time it is. We've been so infiltrated on Capitol Hill. We were bought and paid for years ago. If you go back just about 15 years ago, Smithfield Hams, a big company, Southern Virginia, was up for sale for many, many months. And I said to myself, why is it nobody's buying this? Why is it no American company buying this? You know, they supply the military and all that. That's a perfect company, make profit. Well, it was held back. No American company could buy it because they wanted to sell it to China. And they did this all throughout the Midwest. Remember the old statement, the salt of the earth people? Oh, those Midwest, they're just salt of the earth. No, they're not. They sold out to China faster than Clinton. They couldn't get rid of those farms fast enough and approve all these permits for foreign companies to come in and buy. And it's happening right there in West Virginia where you are, Pastor.
Of course it
they
is.
Got
it's
Bill
everywhere.
Gates coming up in the northeast. I think it's the northern panhandle. And he's going to be building a battery factory of all people, Bill Gates, vaccine man, right? And this is a super, you got a super majority red state. And they're bowing down to Baal. And that's the problem right now. Like I say all the time, people don't go to church. People don't care about the Sabbath. People don't care about God. You know what they care about in this country? And it's not going to save them when the time comes. They care about Netflix and they care about sports.
Very true.
You can get
Very
everybody true. Out to sports on Sunday. You know that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, Colonel. Now, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. Call in again sometime, okay?
I sure will.
Thank you for
letting me be on.
You're
and,
welcome.
Mike, I'll be in touch with you. And if anybody wants to listen to us, we're at twomikes.us. We got 450 shows. We're in the top 200 on Apple. And you're welcome to listen.
All right. You tell me one more time where it's at.
Thank you, sir.
Where's it at?
It's twomikes.us.
Okay. Twomikes.us.
Pastor, send me an email. Just go on that website. Send me an email. I want to talk to you.
All right. Well, if you'd like to send me one, be easy. My email address is pastorbutch@startmail.com. Pastorbutch@startmail.com. Okay. Talk to you
soon. Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right, folks. Phone lines open. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You got time to call in and say a few things. You got about another 6-7 minutes left. And, folks, if you think we sound a little frustrated and angry, you're right. I don't apologize for that. Yes, I'm a pastor. I'm so thankful that I've been born again, washed by the blood of Christ. I'm so thankful for that. When Christ saved my soul, he gave me convictions like I never had before. And I'm saying this out of pure love and respect, but I'm going to say it like it is. If you can tolerate this evil, then you're not a Christian. You're not righteous. And one of the statements I wrote in one of my books was, it's impossible, let me say that very slowly, it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. Period. Jim and Georgia, come on in. Welcome. Come on in, Jim.
Hey, Pastor, how y'all doing?
I'm just praising picture. How about you?
Oh, I'm mad as a snake. How are you?
Well, we're not a bit upset. You can tell that. We're just a calm cucumber. Go ahead.
Well, I am. And Pastor, I'll be honest with you. I listen to a lot of talk radio. I've listened to it for 20 years. And every night it's pretty much the same thing. We're going downhill. We're about to lose the country and all that. And now we really are. And now I'm mad as hell. And I got a little message for the people that may be monitoring your show. You left us out there. Me and some boys from Georgia here had a little conversation together the other day over some sandwiches and some coffee, and we pretty much decided you hate us, we hate you. Okay? Understand this. We're ready to round you up and put you on trains and take you to camps and send you to showers without water. And they agreed to let me be the selections officer when you get to the camp. Now, you take that to the bank.
Okay.
Well, I would think you're speaking for a lot of Americans because the anger is, I'm all across the country, and the anger has never been this deep that I've ever seen in all my years.
Consider them human beings anymore. In fact, the other day they said something about, a friend of mine said something to me concerning leftists, and I said, well, what's the problem? It's not like they were people, you know?
I remind everyone that's listening, especially the veterans, we took an oath. That oath had no expiration date. We are being recalled to active duty because it's time to save this country once again.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jim. I'm glad you told us how you feel. I understand. And folks, that's why I'm telling you, we're going to civil war. People getting angry. And the thing is, we have no outlet that's constructive. That's a problem. They blocked off all the outlets that we could let off the steam and fix things in a peaceful way. I'm sorry about that. I didn't do it. I've been trying to help people this for years. This month makes 31 years on the radio. And we're still here, so God bless us. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Mike. Hey, I really appreciate actually both of the yes that you had on there, the Mike and Mike, very, very much. I just want people to know, and I'm not saying this to be tough or anything else, but, you know, I was in the 82nd Airborne Division. I spent 12 years in the service of this nation. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't until after I got out of the service that I joined the real army, which was God's army, and I've been in God's army ever since then. And so when he talked about murdering all those little bitty babies, millions and millions and millions of babies, the most innocent among us, and God did not shut his eyes to that. He heard those cries, of those babies that were being pulled apart in their mother's womb. I'm going to tell you, they thundered throughout the universe. And they landed right square on the ears of God. And God seen each and every one of those people that do that. And that's why I go out on the street and try to save those people's lives. Now, I called in to say this. When I go out on the street, I have a hard time getting people to help me to try to save these babies' lives. And I don't understand it. 21 churches here. I get about 4 or 5 people. That's it. And I've been doing it for almost 10 years now. Okay, and I put this sign on the street, and they don't like it. And I like it that they don't like it, because this is what it says. It says, when did the sin of omission replace the Great Commission? You go, read that, pastor. Read it. Read it.
Amen.
And heed it.
Amen.
And now I'll close with this. Most people know that our country is in disarray. And most of those people believe that someone should do something about it. However, I assure them that nothing will be done until you become the someone.
Hey,
very so good. If you were just going through the channels, and you bumped into that thing, I want you to think about that. Okay, because we can turn this nation around if we put our faith in the God above. Thank you both so very much for what you do. And you got me all fired up now, Butch.
I love it. Okay. Sick 'em.
All
right. We're down about the last minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing, Michael?
Well, let me tell you, I appreciate the honor to be on your show, but let me more importantly tell the American people, there has never been a greater time in history that we need God's people to rally, first and foremost, or cry out for repentance. If my people, that's what Scripture says in 2 Corinthians, not others, if my people will call upon my name and repent. So do that. Join the fight. America's worth saving. America's worth standing for. God is responsible for the outcome.
Amen.
But you're responsible.
Thank you, Michael. Duty is ours. That's right. Consequence of God. Thank you, Michael. Folks, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night, God willing. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.